and it furnished me completely. And we have lived according to your word. God can only judge that, of course. But can we say that we are living within the scriptures? And it has furnished us completely. There's nothing more that we need. The words of Paul says, I have learned to be content with whatso things I have. If we can just be, men can be just content with what God has given them within the scriptures. The happiness and the joy and the rest and the comfort that they will have in their life. They will have never experienced such things as that outside of the scriptures. So what must we do? Very simple. Verse 10 there of Galatians 1. Says, for I am now seeking the favor of men or of God? Or am I striving to please men? If I were still pleasing men, I should not be a servant of Christ. Who are we striving to please? God or men? We can't do both. If we're striving to please God, we can in no way please men. If we're striving to please men, we can in no way please God. To be a servant of Jesus Christ, we must follow God's law, the one law that he has given. Very simply, we must follow it. Every part of it, not just what we want to choose out of it, not which we think just suits us better, but every part of the law we must follow. It's the only way that we can be pleasing to God. It will make you clean. 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 22, seeing your obedience to the truth has cleansed your soul. It will make you complete, as we have talked about even tonight. So what is your response to the gospel of Jesus Christ? If you're outside of the body of Christ, you are an alien sinner, what is your answer? Do you respond to the gospel of Jesus Christ in obedience and repent of your sins and confess him as the Son of God? And be baptized for the remission of your sins? That's the choice that you have. That's the answer that you have to all that you need. That's the choice you have to make. And we plead with you, implore with you tonight to make that choice if you need to be obedient to God. We'll help you or encourage you, assist you in any way that we can. All things are ready. Are you? The other choice you have is just wait. Don't be almost persuaded. Be fully persuaded to come to Christ tonight. By not accepting Jesus Christ's invitation to come to him, you reject him. By not giving an answer, you answer. So tonight, please, if you need to be baptized for the remission of your sins, do so. Your eternity depends on it. Where will you spend eternity? If you have been baptized once in your life, but you have strayed back into the world of sin, and living a life that you know that is not pleasing to God, why don't you tonight repent of that sin? Ask God, pray to God for His forgiveness. We'll help you and encourage you to do so all we can. But you must make the choice to come to God. You must make the choice to come to that aisle, down that aisle, and be obedient to God. By not making that choice, you're making a choice to reject God. Your eternity depends on your answer tonight as well. Don't test God. Don't risk another day. Come to God. Come in obedience to Him while we stand and while we sing. Heart, but just...